Nance and Jude, if only we had some good stories about them, even though they might be a bit cooked up, as stories of the saints sometimes tend to be. That could at least supply us with some moral example material. Now you go and be like St. Simon and or St. Jude. Sorry, it's pretty much a blank. So what are we to make of St. Simon and St. Jude? We can't get it much more backwards than by asking that question. Wrong question. The only good questions are the ones that the Lord has in fact given us answers to. And the question that he has given us answer to is, what did he make of Simon and Jude? Here we are on solid ground. He made them apostles. They are named in the list. They were there when he instituted the holy ministry, holy baptism, holy communion, holy absolution. Not only were they there, they were instituted in. That they should be in no doubt that it's they who were instituted, no uncertainty, they are unmistakably identified. Simon the zealous one, not Simon Peter. And Jude, that's better than Judas, he is Judas, son of James, in Luke, and in Matthew and Mark, surnamed Thaddeus. And today's gospel, Judas, not Iscariot. Apostles may be interchangeable, but they may not be in any doubt that they are the ones whom the Lord has made to be an apostle, so titled by him. What the Lord chose them for, what he puts them to do, is given with the words of institution, of holy ministry, holy baptism, holy absolution, and holy communion. He sent them on their way to make disciples by baptism and teaching, to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem, to forgive the sins of penitent sinners and to retain the sins of the impenitent. To be the mouth for the Lord speaking his words, his hands to give out his body and his blood. That's all confessed with holy. If not, why bother? Big point is made with the 12. Lined up at Pentecost, the Lord has his 12. The 12 are mentioned again when they ordained 7 men who were particularly designated to care for the poor. We hear no more of the 12. They disappear. They go, sent by the Lord. Others get sent also. Barnabas, Paul, Mark, Timothy, Titus, and thousands more on to our day, as we confess in Tractate 26 and with our chancel window. Of some we are told in the travelling on of the word of the Lord, but not of St. Simon and St. Jude. Where did they go? We are not told. Therefore, wrong question. That is a lesson that we may learn from Judas, not Iscariot, or better, from the Lord in his response to Jude's question, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus does not answer that question. Therefore, wrong question. But the gospel says Jesus answered him, and these are the words he said. Whoever loves me cherishes my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Wow, hang on a minute. Jude gets a whale of a lot more than he ever asked for. Can't go into all of that in an itty-bitty sermon, and yet there's always more there than we can ever learn or live our whole life long. Risky business asking Jesus questions. Wrong question can only accommodate wrong answer. In his patience, the Lord, in his boundless mercy toward us, does not suffer himself to be confined within our questions. He does answer Jude's question, but with such an answer as bursts Jude's question that we can hardly find any trace of it left at all. Jesus was readying Jude and the others whom he sends. Today's gospel ends with sending. the Father's sending of the Son, who, when his saving work was done, said to them, "As my Father sent me, even so I send you." It's all one sending, the Lord's all the way. It goes forward as he sends and uses his instruments for his speaking, his words, for his baptizing, for his forgiving and retaining sins, for his giving into our mouths his body and his blood. What is done according to the Lord's mandate and institution is surely done by him. What he makes of Simon and Jude is for his use of his means of grace. AC 5. So, if you'd like to try for some good questions, try working them out from Jesus' answers. That will help your praying too. Along with St. Simon and St. Jude, what he made of them and what he is working at making out of you. Amen.